The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I know you have defended him, but there is something to this. The furthest thing from a Baker defender, he sucks in as a baby, but the adult thing rings a bit hollow when pursuing Watson.
I don't want to play for you anymore, Cal. I don't like you. I'm not coming with you anymore. Give me my $35 million. I want to stay home.
I get all that. I think that I do get that. I think the discussion is about how is he going to respond with teammates, with people in the building. How does he conduct himself when he's in the building and he's your quarterback?
Guys respect him.
I mean, the bottom line is Deshaun is not that guy. I mean, that Baker is. Baker is going to be the guy that's going to have a lot of emotional ups and downs. I don't think Deshaun is. I understand what he did potentially, allegedly, with the women. I understand the whole, and I hate the way that he did handle the Houston thing. But I think when you have Deshaun as your leader of your team, no matter what you may think of him personally, if you're objective about it, I think it's not even questionable. Deshaun Watson versus Baker Mayfield, to me, if you're just objective and you leave out whatever your personal feelings are about Deshaun, I don't even think it's close. I think Deshaun is that guy. Teammates buy in. They really, really buy in. I don't think teammates buy in with Baker.
No. I don't know. I can't speak for his teammates and what they think of him. But you can certainly see the drama. You can certainly see all the commercials and then the missed passes and the interceptions and all of that. Now, he did play worse with the shoulder injury. That is in play here. Same with Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, you're not as good. If your throwing shoulder is hurt, and Baker's throwing shoulder was hurt. Baker is a better quarterback than he showed last year. And we'll find out. We'll see. Maybe Baker will have his comeuppance on everybody. We'll see. But it certainly is. There is an element of that. But man, oh man, Baker, just stay off the gram, stay off Instagram, try to be an adult. That's exactly the word, I think, is an adult. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up. Somebody's going to want him. Somebody's going to want Baker Mayfield.
Somebody will want him. The question is, if you want him, then you got to pay him. And what are you willing to pay him, and for how long? And is it going to be a job? Is it going to be a trade to get you fired?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think Baker's the guy that can get you fired. The decision you make, because it's not that you're getting Baker, it's that you're taking on a contract that's once you start talking about second contracts and guys who you can't get out of, I just think Baker's a tricky, tricky one, because I don't see him as a guy who can win at the highest level, and yet I do think he can help a good team to continue to be good.
Yeah.
So what do you do there with Baker?
So what do you want in compensation? Let's start with Falcons.
I think I'm going to throw you two names. A.J. Terrell at corner. Now, whatever the draft picks are, it's going to be a combination of first and seconds, I would assume. Maybe, multiple seconds. I don't know how it's going to look. The Falcons have the eighth pick of the draft this year. The two guys I would look at, one of them's going to surprise you probably, and I don't know if you can even trade for him, but I'd go A.J. Terrell and Calvin Ridley. And Ridley is going to be out next year. But, you think about it.
A guy who quit, though, already? No, thanks. He already quit on his team. I'm out on that.
I get it. He's super talented.
I know, but he's a really good wide receiver. He's also not going to play next year. And then when he comes back, no. I don't. Who knows if his mental health issues are and at any time he could give up on you. I'm out on that.
It's a problem, but he's a really good player.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you got to think about him.
I think he's a problem for them. They would love to get rid of.
But he starts with, oh yeah, but they don't have to pay him this year. And I don't even know if you can trade for a guy who's suspended. I don't think you probably can.
I don't know the rule on that.
Can you trade for a guy who's suspended for the year? But I would not just throw it away. I think Calvin Ridley's going to play professional football again, and I think he's going to be pretty good at professional football when he does play. I'm just throwing that out there because right now is when you're buying at the lowest.
Yeah, but I can.
You're taking him off somebody's hands, and yeah,
I think you're taking a problem off their hands and putting it in yours. I don't want it.
Maybe. From Cleveland.
Cleveland.
From Cleveland, I am going to want. I'd ask for Kareem Hunt for sure. I would ask for Greg Newsome, the cornerback who came out of Northwestern, was a first round pick last year. Those are two of the guys. Now you got to be okay with Kareem Hunt. What happened with him?
That's not a Texans thing. I don't know that the Texans would trade for Kareem Hunt with his background.
They may not. And another guy that I would look at might be Anthony Schwartz. Legitimate track speed guy. I'm not sure if he's a great receiver. He was drafted, I think, in the third.
Auburn. Georgia, yeah.
But he has legitimate field stretching talent and blazing speed. Would be fun to put him in the slot and let him, you know, really cause drama and fear for safeties. So he might be a guy that I would take a look at. I think another guy who I might consider would be Harrison Bryant. Tight end who I think very highly of. I think Harrison Bryant is a really good, he's a willing blocker. He's a good pass catcher. He's a solid player, really solid, solid football player. And this will be his third year.
Njoku, they got rid of Hooper. Bryant might be in their plans. That might be something that they might not want to give up on because they need more than just Njoku, right?
Yeah. No, but they need more than Njoku, but this is also a very deep tight end draft. So if you want, you know who you like better than a second tight end? Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So I could see if you ask for Harrison Bryant, they're like, yeah, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll find a tight end. We'll go get Jeremy Ruckert from Ohio State in the third round, and that's fine.
Who do you want from the Panthers?
So from Panthers, I've seen
a lot of Brian Burns talk.
So Brian Burns... for sure, makes a lot of sense, but he's going to be in the market for a lot of money coming up.
That's okay. You got money.
A guy that I'm interested in is, you really want him? Okay, we'll take either J.C. Horn or Derek Brown. Those are your two guys that we want.
Hmm.
We're going to want one of your last two first-round picks.
Derek Brown. We either want beast.
Derek Brown or J.C. because the fact is,
You're not worried about J.C.'s injury?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, you want to check on it medically, but... I would start with, if you take J.C. Horn, I would make it J.C. Horn and probably, who else? J.C. Horn, I mean, this is not a great roster. You might take Chuba Hubbard. It's all right.
Yeah.
Take maybe Chuba Hubbard. Running back, you could plug him in as a starter if you needed to this year. It's not a great roster, though. And then, well, the Saints are an even trickier. The Saints, to me, are even trickier.
Kamara.
I don't want that salary personally, but I think with the Saints, I would, I don't think they could afford to give you Ryan Ramczyk. I'd love to have Ryan Ramczyk. I don't think they can do it. Marcus Mays, who they just added at safety, is a guy that I would consider Marcus Mays. But I think you have to get
Debo.
To me, the two most likely would be Peyton Turner, former University of Houston players, late first rounder. And then either Cesar Ruiz or Eric McCoy. I don't think they'd let McCoy go, so probably Cesar Ruiz, and he eventually replaces Justin Britt. You play him at guard this year along with A.J. Cann, and then eventually he slides to center and becomes your full-time center. So I think Peyton Turner and Cesar, and maybe a guy like Paulson Adebo, long limbed, he's kind of a Patriot cornerback, a lot like Jawan Williams.
They had a chance to draft him, though, and they passed on him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So they may not have a good draft grade on him. Maybe they watched him last year and they like what they see. I don't think he's going to be a great corner. I do think he's going to be a starter. He's a long limb corner. He's a press cover three. He's a Well, you have to be okay with Lovey. He's more of a cover three, potentially cover two corner. Lovey might, depending on how Lovey runs it, he might like that. Like, Lovey is going to tell you exactly the kind of corner he likes. That's a good thing about having Lovey there. Anybody you trade for defensively, Lovey will know if he fits
all
Lovey.
Their corners right now cover two corners? I mean, it isn't. I mean, do they have any?
Well, I mean, they've been.
Do they have anybody? They've been fitting them for Lovey. That can go one on one with people right now. Well, they don't have enough talent.
They're fitting them for Lovey, so yeah. I mean, yeah. That might make some sense, but I think they'd like to get more talented players. So those are some of the guys.
I think that's a goal.
Those are some of the guys I might take a look at. Absolutely, but I think Peyton Turner for me would be a. I think Peyton Turner and probably Cesar Ruiz would be must-haves because I want guys on their rookie deals a little longer. I want them to be on their rookie deals at least another 2 to 3 years.
I'm not worried about the money for guys, especially if they're good football. Brian Burns is a good is an elite football player.
Yeah.
And so and you got to pay him. But you know what? You got money. Pay him.
Well, it depends on the player.
You don't have any money in the quarterback position.
Yeah, no. Brian Burns, 100%. But I'm just saying, if you had to pick, like, Peyton Turner, hey, I get to grow with this guy while he's inexpensive. If I have an opportunity to do that, yeah. But if you're talking about a high-end pass rusher, oh, I 100% would end up taking him on with the expectation of paying.
Yeah,
because that's what that would do. Let's say he went to Carolina, and let's say you got Brian Burns, and it's probably too much, but let's say you got the Panthers first this year, J.C. Horn, Brian Burns. Really, you're maybe a second. Those are first rounders. That's like getting three first rounders. So that's probably too much. Let's just say you did this. Let's say you got their sixth pick. You got Chuba Hubbard, and you got Brian Burns, that kind of pass rusher. And then let's say you got a second somewhere down the road. If you got that this year, okay, you got your pass rusher. So you're not worried about Aiden Hutchinson at three or Kayvon Thibodeau at three or a trade back. Now you can focus on offensive line at number three or even trading back. But you got their six picks, so now you got three and six. So now you start saying, okay, you know what? We're going to go Kyle Hamilton. We're worried about the Jets maybe taking Kyle Hamilton. So let's draft Kyle Hamilton at three. And let's take, because we got Laremy Tunsil locked in, on our strategy in the second round, we think we can maybe package picks up, move up, and get Bernard Raymond in the back half of the first. So let's do or maybe you look at this. If one of the offensive linemen's there at three, let's take that offensive lineman, and then let's wait to see if we get Kyle Hamilton. If we don't, let's get Sauce Gardner at six. So now we'll have Sauce as a cornerback. If we don't, we get a safety we really like. And at three, we're going to take one of the offensive linemen. If we don't get one of the two offensive linemen we want, then we will move out of that spot because we think we'll find a suitor in Aiden Hutchinson. Like, I'm just telling you, I've gone through these scenarios, and that's the best case scenario for them is potentially the Carolina Panthers. Because of that sixth pick, it really gives them the freedom, if Nick is slick with it, to really stack up picks and get good players if he wants to do that. Now, the question is, you know, if you get your hands on Brian Burns and like J.C. Horn,
oh,
are you kidding me? But if you're Carolina, they're desperate. You're now up against the Cleveland Browns. But why would Deshaun go somewhere where they're emptying out their players?
That's the problem.
Why I don't think Deshaun will go.
Unless you're not telling Deshaun what the compensation is. And I wouldn't tell Deshaun what the compensation is. Deshaun, you pick your team.
Here's what he's saying, then I'm not going there.
Well, no. He's got to pick one of the teams. You're not telling him any of the compensation.
Okay, you're Nick, and I'm Deshaun.
Right?
I need to, who are they giving up?
Don't worry about that. What team do you want to go to? Where are you waving?
I
want
to go
trade?
To a team where I have a chance to win. And if you're taking their best players,
well, I'm
going to
take the best players from every one of these teams. So what, Deshaun? You have value.
Well, I mean, then I can't. I mean, can you tell me what the future first rounders you're taking too?
I can't, Deshaun.
But why won't you tell me? I sat and busted my ass for you last year.
You did.
Why won't
you
tell me? You
played golf at Wildcat.
Yeah, but remember when I went into camp that one time and played safety?
Yeah, when you stretched?
I played safety.
Yeah, you played safety in this practice, in a preseason practice.
Did you see
practice.
Me on my birthday?
Well, no, we didn't see you on your birthday.
My girlfriend's birthday?
Yeah,
that
we saw you
on
Instagram. Yeah, yeah.
When I did this move?
Yeah, your girlfriend. That was fun.
So
that was great.
Why don't you tell me what you're getting?
No, I'll tell you what we're getting. We're getting a lot of players for
okay,
you.
Okay, then forget the Carolina Panthers.
Okay, then go to New Orleans because we got a lot of good players.
What are you getting from New Orleans? Just tell me.
No,
do you want to get this deal done? Okay, that's it. You know what? I'd love to do? play more golf at Wildcat.
You'll go play
okay,
more Nick, golf.
Okay, I will. And make sure those checks keep rolling in. Bye. Yeah.
You know what?
See how that could happen? Just
yeah.
tell them.
Oh, great. Yeah, guess what, Deshaun? You're playing for us next year then. You want that? Is that what you want?
Is that what you want?
That what you want?
Is that what Cal wants?
Yeah.
Because I can get to my Instagram page. I can get to Twitter in a heartbeat. There's more lyrics that I haven't even, that I've got in my notes.
And more gyrating. I got a lot more gyrating in me.
No, that never happened to you. I never did gyrate.
Yes, you did on Instagram with your girl on your birthday.
No.
Yeah. So can we stop that? It's time. Go do that in Cleveland. Go. I think they like it there. Time to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. If you're looking for the best way to bring in a guy that's going to take care of your business at your house, well, listen, or your business, you got to upgrade, people, especially if you've got old countertops, old bathrooms. And, you know, people will go to the bathroom at your place of business, and they'll be like, ooh, this place is really gross. I don't want to – I'm not buying stuff here. It's gross. It's shunkad. It's terrible. Why do I want to shop here? Well, guess what? You got to upgrade. It is imperative that you take care of this business and you upgrade and Jeff Aronoff can do all of that. What is it that you want? He built the bar at the Maris, okay? And it's just a wonderful, wonderful, that is solid, that is going to be there forever. And if you're looking for, and that kind of, he helped design it. So you don't know what you want to do. You got to do something, but you don't know what it is that you want to do. Jeff can envision it. He sees it. And he says, okay, we can do this and we can do this. He did that with my backyard. He's going to do that with your whatever it is. Be your home or your business, you need to upgrade. And Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Any remodeling that you need done, boom, he's here. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's 8:19 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. Give a call in. NCAA tournament begins in just a little over 2.5 hours. So get in on our bracket deal, okay? ESPN975.com. And it's free. And all you got to do is sign up and put in your bracket. And we're paying off 97 and a half places. 97 and a half places. The penultimate loser.
0.5. That's the 0.5 winner. So 97 winners and then the 0.5, the 0.5 loser winner, I guess, the next to last. Prizes include a 65-inch 4K LG LED TV from Audio Visual Consultations, $50 gift card to the Burger Joint, Chewy's, Fine Tex-Mex, and Smash Burger. I haven't had Chewy's for a while. And much more. Head to ESPN975.com, the Chewy Changa. When you get the fried burrito, the Chewy Changa, that's what's up. Register now. It's Bracket
it's
Madness.
Like a chimichanga, only Chewy?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. What? Bud Light and America's favorite light lager sponsoring that, along with our friends over at Rambler Sparkling Water, which I'm a big Rambler fan. And Eric, Layden from Culture Map.
Oh, Eric. I don't know his last name.
Am I forgetting
He's
Eric's
just
name?
Eric from
I got
Culture
Eric Layden on my mind because I told you the story. I'll tell
Eric
it a little
Sandler.
Later. Eric Sandler, thank you. So Eric Sandler's got 2 12-packs of Rambler on his desk right now, and I just feel like, hey, and I think he's coming in today. If he doesn't come in today, they're gone.
What is Rambler again?
It's just sparkling water.
Oh,
it's good.
Is it like Topo Chico?
Yeah, I like Topo.
I'm kind of into Topo Chico.
I love Topo. It's, you know, it's like twice as carbonated, which
it is
why.
Is that why?
It's got some sodium in
That's
it too.
That's why I got a little agita.
You might
a little gas.
You might saw you drinking Topo Chico. Now Topo Chico in the bottle is just better than Topo Chico in the plastic.
Yeah.
That you had it. It just is. But
no, I
you
had
know,
the bottle.
Are you familiar with what happened with me and my wife with Topo Chico? Are you
I don't
familiar
really
with the?
I know about this.
No, you
Are
do.
You, I, what?
I left a bottle.
Oh yeah, you left it in the freezer.
Yeah, and yeah. It will. You know, if you leave a bottle or even a can in a freezer of carbonated water, it expands and explodes. So there's glass all over. Like, and then I recorded her because, you know, I just needed to have that for the people to see.
Right.
Which she's not a fan of. She let me know that she's not a fan of me recording her when she's losing her stuff. But anyway, yeah, Rambler's another one. It's pretty good. It's the sparkling water. I've tried most of them. Rambler's another one that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should check that one out. How did I forget Eric Sandler's name? I think he's going to be in today. Well, Culture Map guys.
Are they coming in to work in the dark? Is that what they're going to do?
That's a good point.
What are they going to do? They can't. It's going to walk up the stairs.
No.
You walked up the dark stairs today without falling down.
Yeah. Only from
By the way, for those who don't know, all of our electricity is out in this entire building.
But the generator's got to go.
Our generators are working.
And our
works. You can thank us now for our technology.
So you're right. The toilets do work, which is a big one. That's a big one. So you know what I went to yesterday? You were right. The Infinite. I took my family.
You took the kids to the Infinite?
Man, was that awesome.
Is that not impressive?
Virtual reality at Sawyer Yards. And you had said it was really cool. Steven from Culture Map said it was really cool. I'd heard nothing but great things about it. It's not cheap, but what you get is an unbelievably unique experience. Every one of my kids loved it. My wife loved it. It was really cool. It's a virtual reality. You're on the space station. You walk around. There's other people there. You can tell by their little, you know, your team, your family has the same color heart or whatever. So when you're walking, you see these shapes. You know not to run into people. You know which ones are your family members. And then you'll see these gold orbs or blue orbs or green orbs or whatever. You push them, and a video will pop up. And you're in the middle of this video, this virtual reality. You're there, and you have astronauts who are on the spaceship. Did you happen to see the one where they're talking about COVID in the middle of them filming this? COVID took off in the country, in the world. Did you see that
one?
No. So lady's hanging upside down, and she's like, hey, unfortunately, we just found out about COVID-19, which is break. Because now we say COVID, and she's like, COVID-19, which is starting to spread throughout the globe. And they had a couple of them where they talked about what they were going to have to do when they got back and their concerns they had for their family and stuff like that. I'm just telling you, man, it's going to be gone, I think, at the end of April. You definitely should consider going to the Infinite.
You should go. I'm telling you.
I can't imagine where I would get to see something like that ever again. Like, where would you see something like that? And that's my first actual virtual reality experiential, event. I would do that. Honestly, I would do that for. I would create that for anything, for the NFL draft, an opportunity to sit back there with other players at a draft. I mean, you could do it at the Masters. They wouldn't let you. They'd probably shoot you on site for trying to do something like that at the Masters. But you could take that event with jockeys at the Kentucky Derby. You know, you have the camera as you're in the middle of the procession. You could be there with the procession. You could be in the stands. You could be on a jockey's. You could be
on the horse.
On the horse. Can you imagine the things? Now that I actually experienced it, it's like opened up all these opportunities that you could really create.
It is unbelievable. If you are especially if you're a space fan, I'm not. I've never been into the space thing.
No, I haven't either.
But the views that you see of the world.
That was staggering.
It's unbelievable.
That was staggering. The one from the very beginning and the one at the very end where you see the Earth and you're up close. The guy next to me goes, oh, my God, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know that we're supposed to yell out.
You really feel like you're there. You're there. You're there. It is. It's fantastic. So Infinite is what it's called. And it bring the kids. Your kids all loved it?
They loved it.
That's great. That is great. It is awesome. 825 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Mitch in here before we take a break. Hey, Mitch, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Love the show. Quick question for Lance. I'm a big Steelers fan, and they've had a really good offseason, I think, kind of under the radar, bringing in some interior linemen, some corners, obviously Mitch Trubisky and Miles Jack yesterday. I just want to hear your input on how that's going to possibly change their approach on the draft coming up. There's been a lot of people saying they'll go, you know, tackle, they could go quarterback. So I just want to see if, with all these moves they've made, if that's going to change their approach, in your opinion. So I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think it will change their approach. From what my dad told me when he was in the draft room with – now, of course, I am interested to see how Miles Jack will be used, because I think you can use him inside or outside, so he's kind of a unique piece. But I still think that tackle is a big need. I think offensive line is a big need for the Steelers. You got to, if you invested in Najee Harris, you're going to have to give your running game a better chance to succeed. I think at 20, you know, you start to take a look at Kenny Pickett if he's there. But if your top two quarterbacks on your board are gone, the Steelers don't reach. They stick with their board. So when somebody gets pulled off their board, when the player's drafted, they pull the name off the board, and so it's then the next guy up. So they have a unique way of setting up their board where they set up their draft board, and as people get drafted, they take them off, and they draft the next guy that's on the board. So it leads to more consistency in their draft. And so I think the way that they stack their board, I don't know that Miles Jack necessarily changes anything. I definitely don't think Mitchell Trubisky changes anything. But it could also be the Pittsburgh Steelers saying, we don't like this quarterback draft. And so Mitchell Trubisky is going to battle with your boy from Oklahoma State, Mason Rudolph. And whoever is the best quarterback will be the bridge quarterback, and we'll wait until next year. A lot of teams could be throwing in until next year or the second round before they draft a quarterback and say, look, if we get a quarterback at the value we want, then we'll take quarterback. But I think Steelers have got to get the offensive line right. And frankly, you know, they could get a little better in the secondary too. So I think I was looking at – no, they got Devin Bush, so – yeah, I think offensive line is where you'd look at 20 if you don't look at quarterback.
All right, 713-780-3776.
You could use wide receiver, too.
You got any draft Juju questions for Lance, you can get in here. It doesn't matter what the team. You can. He can, you know, we don't give a rat's ass about him, but that's okay. Lance will answer those questions. He is the preeminent draft expert
primarily
here
at
in the city of Houston. So we could do that. Right now, my bookie. Here's the deal. Last chance, people. Bracket Madness is going on right now at MyBookie. The My Bracket Contest is going on until 11 o'clock. You still have time to sign up. You still have time to deposit some money and get a free entry into the My Bracket. They've got a Bitcoin that they're giving away, some kind of NFT that they're giving away that I don't know what the hell it is. They got $100,000 in cash and prizes more that they're giving away. It is unbelievable. So if you're looking for a great way to get, this is the bracket time. This is it. Fill out your bracket, whatever you put. You know what? Don't even think about it because your bracket has probably been wrong all the time. Just fill out some names. Pick the colors of the teams that you like. Pick the nicknames of the team, whatever it is. But don't go on your own information because you're probably wrong. Here's the deal. Win big at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You got to put in the promo code BET975 to get that free entry into the My Bracket contest until 11 o'clock. You only got 2.5 hours. Get there. Mybookie.ag.
ESPN 975. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I was at Damaris last night, and I had some wings. I got to tell you, the Greek wings are unbelievable. If you're looking for a great – hey, they got 4 TVs, so every game is going to be on. You want to watch your NCAA tournament games, get the Greek wings and get the fries crispy. Trust me, do it. No, go watch your games. They're fun. Sit at the bar. They got more, and then they got 4 TVs just in the bar. And then they got different rooms. And while you're eating, you can watch games as well. This is the best way. Oh, let's go out to lunch or dinner, and you got all the games on. Huh? And they think that you want... Your family thinks that you want to be with them when really you just want to watch the games. And you've got all the games on in the restaurant and in the bar. So that's what I'm talking about. Not that you don't want to be with your family. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
I saw Overseeded. Action Network did Overseeded and Underseeded teams. They only did a couple for each one. One of the overseeded was Wisconsin that I remember, but one of the underseeds was Houston. They think in their modeling, Houston should be a 2.
Do you know?
2 seems a little high.
I was listening to the boys and
I don't know
BK.
What? The wheelhouse?
The wheelhouse.
You said the boys.
They're the boys. Yeah. BK was talking about 18 of the last 19 years or 17 of the last 18 years. The national champion was a top 10 in offensive efficiency, a top 25 in offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency in KenPom. There was only 1 year Connecticut was not in the top 25
was
in both.
The year with
in both
Butler.
That was that terrible final four here, right? So if you want to pick a team that's more than likely to win, it's Gonzaga, Arizona, Tennessee, Houston, UCLA, and there was one more. I forget the Auburn. And Auburn, they were top 10 in offense and defense efficiency. Top 25, excuse me, in offense and defense efficiency in KenPom. Those are the six teams that can more than likely win it because it happens every year.
Huh.
And really? That's not a coincidence.
No.
That's not a coincidence 17 of the last 18 years.
No. And that's why I'll tell you what, the people who studied the data have really sharpened up the point spreads too. It's interesting when you look at a line like San Diego State, and of course this is, you know, it's been like this for a little while. Where the seeding has not necessarily, you know, the line makers don't care what the seeding is. So that's always interesting. But San Diego State is, no, it's not San Diego State. It's South Dakota State. Yeah. South Dakota State is a 13 seed. Providence is a 4 seed. South Dakota State is like 1.5 to 2 point underdog. They're a 13 seed. And Action Network had Providence as one of the most overseeded teams in the tournament. So I'm filling out my bracket now. I'm rolling South Dakota State because another one is Vermont and Arkansas. Vermont has, and I got this one from Jay Billis. He said Vermont has they have a senior laden team that shoots the ball exceptionally well. While Arkansas is the great athletic team, they're much more inconsistent shooting from depth. The one thing that we know over the years is that senior-heavy teams, especially a guard who can shoot threes, always have a shot, no matter how athletic or big or whatever, because they typically, from an efficiency standpoint, they've learned to get their shots, how to get their shots, the best way to get their shots. And then if they can make it a high percentage with threes, it can really shake a higher-seeded team early in the tournament. And then, let's go out to Maryland where Arkansas is in a dogfight against Vermont. And you hear that every single year. You just have to find which teams those are. And two of the teams, I think, are going to be Vermont against Arkansas. And I think that's 4-13 also, if I remember correctly. No, it's 4-13. And then South Dakota State, another 4-13 with Providence. I think those – it used to be 5-12. It's always been 5-12 is the upset number. But I think 4-13 is going to be a tricky one this year. Where there's going to be a couple of 13 seeds to get through, I think.
713-780-3776. Biscuit wants to talk about the Cougs in the Final Four. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How we doing?
Yeah, I don't know about the Cougs. I don't think the Cougs will make it to the Final Four this year, but I do got them in the Sweet 16. I think they can knock Illinois off. I think that's
a
perfect draw for them because the Cougs' weakness is depth in the backcourt. And so I would be afraid of a run-and-gun type of team or a prepping team. But I think they can, slow the big boy down. You know, they got a lot of big dudes they can throw at it. And they're going to, like we say, we know they're going to grind on the board. So I think it's cool. My Final Four, I got Purdue, I got Iowa, and then I got Gonzaga and Arizona. And then I got Gonzaga and Arizona in the final, and then I got Arizona winning it all. I think this year is one of the few years where the West Coast is playing some ball this year. So I would, if I was filling out a bracket, I would be scared of Baylor, Auburn, Kentucky, and then I would be high on UCLA, Gonzaga, Arizona.
I like that UCLA team too. I like Arizona. I think I might like Arizona to win it all.
Yeah.
They got some, man.
I hate that the Cougs got them in the Sweet 16. That just was a terrible, terrible, terrible draw. I'm with you. I like the Illinois. in the second round. That's a supposing that they get there. But I hate that Arizona is your Sweet 16 matchup. But you never know. You never, ever, ever know. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. What's the matter?
You can take it if you want.
Gilbert wants to talk about Carlos Correa. Gilbert, what's going on?
I don't think probably started by tomorrow afternoon, late tomorrow afternoon.
Don't you think?
What's that?
They got to sign him up for the Astros another year by tomorrow afternoon.
Gilbert's saying he's going to sign
with the Astros.
Okay. What do you think? Yeah. It's a one-year deal, a long-term deal? How do you think that's going to play out?
I think a one-year deal.
Yeah. Oh, that is awesome, Gilbert. How much do you think it's going to be?
Crickets. How
much do you think he's going to get, Gilbert? He's done.
Gilbert, there's no way Gilbert's done. Did you turn? I had to ask about Deshaun Watson. Where's Deshaun going?
I didn't.
I already know Gilbert has already said, I'll be gone from this earth in 5 years.
I didn't know Gilbert had sources in Boris's office.
He doesn't, but he makes predictions.
But he might have you don't know if he does, if he has a source or not.
Pretty sure. Gilbert, this is Scott Boris. You're going to have to stop calling my secretary, okay? We're not going to send you egg rolls or a hat or any of that stuff that you asked for.
Oh, my buddy's got a Boris. He's got a Boris hat, a Boris shirt. Boris has got it looks like a Mercedes, it looks like a Bentley logo.
Isn't that what's his name? Yes. That's
what is the B?
That's what your boy Garrett Cole was wearing right after a World Series loss.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Scott Boris hat.
Yeah.
That was an a-hole move, by the way. Right after a World Series, I get that you're mad, but you're going to drop the Scott Boris hat.
Instead of wearing a champion hat because AJ put him in the game, he had to wear a Scott Boris hat because he was a free agent.
You know what?
I was pissed too. I would wear a Scott Boris hat instead of an Astros hat.
You're
too.
A loser, just like Garrett Cole.
How about AJ Hinch messing everything up?
Don't say one bad thing about AJ Hinch.
Oh, I just said no. How about 7 outs to go, AJ? How'd you screw that up? Couldn't have been worse. Nice job, AJ. Could have had 2 titles here and didn't even cheat on one of them. That would have been great.
Do you have Duke getting through in your bracket at all?
No. They look terrible lately.
I know.
They look terrible.
You got smashed by North Carolina. Who?
You know, sometimes teams come in bad, though, and they
I know. They still want to win it for Krzyzewski. I'm going to get them through to the Sweet 16. I didn't even like putting them over. And I'm not sure if Izzo beats Davidson, but I went Izzo and Michigan State. And I'm sitting there looking at Duke and Michigan State and that. You know, from a talent standpoint, it's going to be Duke. I think the Big Ten has had a lot of battles. It's been quite a battleground for Big Ten teams. That's why I'm wondering if Indiana can get there, but against St. Mary's. Because we live in a weird time when St. Mary's is 5 and Indiana is 11. But I mean, that's been going on. But St. Mary's, you know, that I don't know. That just still looks strange to me. But you have to get rid of that.
Right.
But I just know this. Is on Krzyzewski, you're talking about, you know, two of the best coaches over the last 20 years in college basketball. Over the last 2 decades, Izzo and Krzyzewski are two of the very best. But, man, I think Izzo's as good as anyone.
I think they're there's so much pressure on this team.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's been showing lately. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Back to Deshaun talk. On the other side, some developments with the Saints and what they're doing. And we'll talk about it on the other side right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about John Clay Wolfen. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. You're looking for a great way to sell that vehicle. I'm seeing there was a giant billboard, a car dealership that said, sell us your car. Well, guess what? Don't go to, if you're going to go to that car dealership and sell your car, at least go armed with the knowledge of what your car is worth. At least go armed with the knowledge of the most that you'll get for your car. And then you could come back to John Clay Wolf and go, wait a minute, they said they'll give me more for my car, John Clay Wolf. Well, then John Clay Wolf will go, well, I'll give you more. Okay? He says, if I can't beat CarMax's price, I'm going to send you $100. That's what John Clay Wolf has said. He's even done that with dealerships, too, in the city of Houston. I don't know if that's still going on, but I do know that if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to send you $100. And he beats CarMax every single time. Period. Exclamation point. So don't sell your car to some rinky-dink car dealer on the side of the road, or even, it doesn't matter. If you're going to sell that car, at least, go in with the knowledge of how much you can get from GimmeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf gives you more. He does it every time. GimmeTheVIN.com. That's GimmeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 846, 713-780-3776. Basically a holiday because the NCAA tournament is here. There was a question, do more guys get their what is it called when you get snipped?
Vasectomy. So I read that story where the urologists say that's just an old wives' tale.
Is it?
Men get vasectomy so they can lay on a couch and watch a tournament. You know, you probably had one guy do it and talked about it, and so it became a thing. But no, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, I think Sean Pendergast did that. I'm pretty sure he did. He got it during the tournament. Yeah,
because he got divorced.
Well, right. How did it work out for him? But
I think it worked out. It worked out great.
He got to watch the games. Yeah. You got to watch the games. Get to watch the games. I wish we were at the Nugget right now, if you want to know the truth.
Why didn't that happen?
The best place to watch the NCAA tournament is in a casino with everybody.
Can't beat the energy. You can't beat the energy.
It's the best.
Saturday and Sunday football is great. Tournament's different because tournament is staggered. So it's like, it's nonstop drama for multiple hours. And yeah, man, it's tournament. We've done it one time. I really wish we could have been there. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. We've got in. There's something that is you're going to see on the internet. It is a city council meeting in Plano, and it is very interesting in that this guy. I guess you can go up. I guess this is what happens at city council. Regular citizens can go up and they can talk to the city council and voice their concerns about stuff that's going on in the community, right?
Yeah.
And you get it.
You sign up and you get to go up
there. You get to go up there.
Yeah.
There's a microphone there. There is a desk.
It's a Plano city council.
Right.
I think there's 8 members of the city council that are up there.
And they vote on stuff. A semicircle.
Yeah.
And then the person is standing and looking with a microphone at all of them. And they're in a semicircle looking at him.
Yes.
And that's the scene, and this is what happened at the Plano City Council meeting.
I'm the proof when I'm in a booth, spitting on the mic. It's anti-vax. Putin hates all of them blacks. Putin is a bad racist. Put them in the ground, white or brown. And I'm in Plano town. And you know you just got found. I'm a pimp on a blimp. One more time, I'm teaching class. This is your whole path. Zelensky is a VIP. Ukraine and I go insane. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. You know that is the plan. I'm a Zelensky stan. I love you, Vladimir Zelensky. you say, vaccinate me straight or gay. I love you, and I love to rhyme and grind all the time. And you got that sanitizer, and you know I got that Pfizer. You know I stick it in my vein. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. Do it for the Ukraine. Before I go insane, let me antibacterial my body. At the party, sipping Bacardi. You know the flow. And I am a pimp, cause I am on the blimp. Eating lots of steak and shrimp.
Is that it? Oh, I thought you were going to play the part afterwards where he actually talks to them, too.
Oh, he cut that off.
Yeah, he actually, that's literally, you know, by, his name is Alex Stein, and he'll do the radio show, he said, if we want him. He, you know that's a real freestyle. First of all, he picks up the hand sanitizer and uses sanitizer, Pfizer. You know it's a freestyle because of the words he used in conjunction with, you know, in connection with each other. It was
it's delicious.
He kept going back to, you know, I'm a pimp.
Yeah.
You know, there's some phrases you go back to. He went to blimp twice. Because with pimp, he just only went blimp after that. But that was a freestyle, and they let him get, like, they didn't have any choice. There's no one there. I don't think there's any security. And the look on their face, and there's two people behind him, a male and a female, who I'd say are in their mid-20s, probably. I don't know if they're with him or not, but they're trying not to laugh, and at times they start to smile like they can't help themselves. I'd be surprised if you hadn't seen a video yet, but I'm sure a lot of you have not. It's one you might want to just do Plano City Council and just watch the video. It's worth your time, I think. There's a guy who came right after him, Brian Wellington. Up next, we're listening to Brian Wellington. And I'm like, God, thoughts and prayers for Brian Wellington following that. Well, it turns out they had a video of this Brian Wellington, who was another setup. This guy's got like a wife beater shirt on, but it's a black tank. And he's like, you'll have to find that one. No, find that one, see if you can play it, because I don't think you can. But the things he was saying, he did not try to rap, but you could tell he was a plant too.
Yeah.
So,
well, and this is Primetime Stein, and apparently, and he's also done some stuff to the Portland City Council,
yes. Right? He's a comedian,
right,
who has done, like, you know, tries to do outrageous stuff, but this one is getting him a ton of, now he's gone viral, so now it's time for people to dig in, so we'll find out if there's any dirty stuff about him, because he has like 6 million views on that. I'm just going to go right on. I'm just going to say that flow was so phenomenal to me.
It was. It
gave me Riff Raff vibes, Jody High Roller, Dale D'Antoni. And I say that lovingly because I'm a fan of Riff Raffs. I recognize what he is and what he does, but I kind of like that brand of car crash. And his freestyle and what he did, like the – to be able to – there's something about that. To be able to get up and do that – I talk on the radio in front of a – right now, it's estimated at 4.5 million people
or
here on the show.
More, or six.
Yeah. So, well, when you include all the,
right,
the people who listen on podcasts.
Right.
So, but this doesn't make me nervous at all. Talking on a mic, talking in front of a bunch of people, but doing something like that, can't, like, and he's like, and you know, I'm a pimp, Zelensky! And I just think, oh my gosh, I couldn't do that. Now, I could do I did 2 hours. Well, I did 1.5 hours in basically a Colonel Sanders outfit as SEC guy in Portland with a cane, a beard that at that time I had to paint kind of whitish, a scruff, and these glasses and my houndstooth hat. I can go be in character.
Right.
But if it's me, Lance, doing that, I just couldn't imagine doing what he did for as long as he did.
No, and
you have to be fearless. Only certain people are made like that, to be that fearless.
Whenever I do an MC thing at a touchdown club or wherever, whatever I'm doing, there's always that you want to have a couple of liners, right? There's always that fear of is this going to go? You know, there's always that is this going to be funny thing? Is this going to be, and otherwise it's going to be. It's going to hurt a little bit. But there's nothing like singing in front of people.
Yeah.
I did the national anthem. That was nerve wracking.
That's different.
When I did the national anthem.
Like, I don't even want to. I've never even in public ever done a karaoke. I just don't want to. And then McCool's wife, McCool Cam, our friends from Belize, his wife who grew up in Kelly is blonde hair, blue eye. Dad was Irish. Mom, I don't know if mom was from Belize. May have been. Just looks like you'd think, oh, it's just some white girl, right? She went to Georgetown. She came here. She went from Belize, went to high school here, went to Georgetown. But she's from Belize. She can speak Creole. When she's talking, why are you talking about Fidefidi, blah, blah, blah? And she speaks fluent Spanish, fluent English. That's a given. Mm. But she also speaks Creole, like the island Creole in Belize. And she's a huge Beyonce fan, huge. And she's kind of low-key when you meet her. She's not loud or anything like that. But she loves to have a good time, loves to drink the bubbles. She got up at Glitter Karaoke one night. We were there because LaShane and these chefs and everything, they love to go there. And Robbie Wong from Blood Brothers used to own it. He got up. She got up and just murdered a Cardi B song. It was unbelievable. I'm like, oh, my God. She's just getting up there like she didn't have a care in the world. She does the Bad Bunny part. She does Cardi B. She killed the song. And, like, the person after, everyone got up and gave her a standing ovation. The girl who was supposed to go on after said, I'm not going to do this now. Somebody else has to go. So one of the bartenders had to come do a song just to give it some. Hmm. And I'm just thinking, I do radio.
You can't do that?
I do radio. I don't think I could get up and do what she did.
Oh.
Like, that would make me nervous.
I've done Frank in a full
and
bar.
I did Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E, at Maggiano's way back in the day with a piano player. But that's different. I don't know. This just, like, what he did.
Different. That's nerve-wracking. We got some vasectomy talk. Let's get him in quick. Yeah, you can be late on your break, Noah. Stop. Let's get Dr. Funyan in here. He wants to talk about the vasectomies. What's up, Dr. Funyan?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Doing good.
Good. I just had mine this morning. I just walked out of the doctor's office like maybe 10, 15 minutes ago.
No way.
So you're going to watch games all day?
Yeah, it'll be all day today and tomorrow. It was actually an accident. I didn't even realize March Madness started today. I thought it started on Saturday. And the doctor's like, well, you get all day today and tomorrow to watch the game.
Are you being serious?
No, I am dead serious. Right now, my coin purse feels like Justin Tucker tried to kick a 66-yard
field goal. Oh, or,
ouch.
Or it feels like...
How many kids you got?
I have three daughters.
Three daughters. You said that's it. What if we have another daughter? I'm out.
Or
yeah, no, I can't afford. No, I can't afford one daughter. So.
Also feels like Urban Meyer kicked the kicker.
Yeah. So, yeah, Urban Meyer came up and
kicked the kicker, yeah.
Well, congratulations. You accidentally walked right into the tournament today. Congratulations there, Dr. Funyan.
And you know what's crazy is you're not even the only caller on the board.
No.
Who has a the vasectomy thing is a real thing?
Danish Ken. What's up, Danish Ken? Did you get your vasectomy today?
Not today, but I did something similar years ago when I did mine. I actually did mine on the opening weekend of football. College football and NFL.
That's a great day before that started. I
got the idea from my neighbor at the time. He did the March Madness thing. He was the one that did it for March Madness and gave me the idea. So
maybe that is a thing.
Maybe it is something. Why not?
Did it make sense?
If you're going to do it, what are you going to do? You're going to do it on during the All-Star break? No, there's nothing on. Why would I do it then?
Yeah. Well,
I want to sit around with those peas on my guillotines. Yeah, and just relax and watch the games. Yeah, you got the frozen peas.
Yeah, no, I know that's the move.
Yeah,
it could be peas, it could be
broccoli, whatever.
Yeah, broccoli's a little bumpy.
Yeah,
peas are a little more fluid, just a flow to it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I guess that's the move.
That's the move.
I guess that's the move. We just had two people tell us. This
we were
the
just
move.
Talking about it last night. We were gonna have We wanted to be guaranteed. If we were going to have another kid, we wanted to be guaranteed it was a boy. No? Okay. Well, then we're not having any more. That's it. and he's got three daughters. He said, that's it. I'm done. I'm not having any more kids. What if it's another daughter? Forget about it. 9 o'clock, ESPN, 97.5, and 92.5. Time for you, my friend, to talk a little about siding.
Yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding. I'm actually going to talk about windows because now listen, I never talk about siding, and I really do need to tell you the siding work they do is really phenomenal because it's not going to be something that overly excites you, but it's something that really helps with your energy efficiency, and it really makes your house look so much better than than the old wood you have, or if you have the that nasty siding that's like plastic, it looks terrible. That's why we had them come out to our home and do both sides of our home. But, you know, the windows are what people really end up going there for even more than the siding, although some people will do both, and I've done both. The windows are made here in Texas, and they are easy choices for your replacement over those aluminum windows, those single-pane, nasty windows where you feel the heat, you feel the cold, you see the dust in your home. Why don't you add the energy efficiency, add beautifying your home to your checklist. You'll be able to mark those off. You get them. They're made here in the state of Texas. It's family owned and operated for four generations, and they have senior citizen, military, and cash discounts that are available as well. And right now, when you call 832-204-1936, that's 832-204-1936, they're going to give you 25% off your windows and 3 years to pay it off when you mention ESPN 97.5 and Lance Zierlein. So make sure you check out the website. For the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding. Go to allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.